Ever get that feeling like trying to solve a puzzle, but you just can't find the right pieces?
Oh yeah, I know that feeling. Like when you're missing that one crucial piece to complete the picture.
Exactly. And in the world of recruitment, that feeling can be all too common, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're looking for specific skills in a rural area.
Absolutely. It's like a whole different ball game out there.
So today we're taking a deep dive into this whole challenge of rural recruitment. We've got a fascinating case study for you.
Oh, this is a good one. A real eye-opener.
It's about a major agricultural machinery manufacturer, a big company, operating a facility in rural Minnesota.
And let me tell you, they were struggling to find the right people, the right fit for their team.
Yeah, they were facing some serious roadblocks. But what's really interesting is how they tackled the problem. And I think the solution might surprise a few people.
I think it'll resonate with a lot of our listeners, especially those dealing with similar issues in their own industries.
So before we get into the nitty-gritty of their solution, let's set the stage here. This company, they're not some small-town operation. They've got a massive global presence, over 63,000 employees worldwide.
Yeah, a real industry giant.
But here's the thing. They were constantly hitting a wall when it came to staffing their facility in Minnesota.
The location definitely added another layer of complexity to the equation.
And to make matters even more puzzling, they were using a vendor management system, a VMS, and a managed service provider, an MSP.
Right, a VMS and an MSP. Those are pretty standard tools for recruitment these days.
That were both based out of state. Can you believe that?
Wow. So they were trying to solve a local rural problem using a system located hundreds of miles away.
That's exactly what was happening. It's like trying to fix a leaky faucet with a wrench that's in a completely different toolbox.
A recipe for disaster, a classic case of disconnect. You need the right tools and they need to be within reach.
Right. It's common sense, right? But they were relying on this clunky VMS and MSP that just didn't get the local market, you know.
Right. Yeah, I can see how that would create a whole host of problems.
It was a mess. They couldn't find qualified candidates. Communication was all over the place.
Yeah.
And employee turnover, it was through the roof.
Yeah, you can't underestimate the importance of having a system that understands the pulse of the local community.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just the company that was feeling the pain. Think about the workers they were bringing in. They were relying heavily on temporary workers. And these folks were coming from all over, out of state even.
So you've got people uprooting themselves, traveling long distances, all for a temporary position.
Exactly. And that comes with a whole set of challenges, right?
Oh, absolutely. High travel costs, for one. Then there's the whole disruption of moving to a new place, even temporarily. And let's not forget the lack of stability that comes with a temporary job. It's tough.
It was a lose-lose situation for everyone involved. The company was spending a fortune on these temporary workers, and the workers themselves weren't getting a fair shake.
So what did they do? How did they break free from this cycle?
Well, they decided to do something pretty radical, a complete 180. They said goodbye to that out-of-state VMS and MSP.
They finally ditched that clunky system.
Yeah,
About time.
they did. And they partnered with a company called Doherty Staffing Solutions.
Doherty Staffing Solutions, huh? I know them. They have a strong reputation, especially when it comes to understanding local markets.
And Doherty came in with a bold new strategy. Scrap the expensive contract model and go all in on direct hires.
Ah, so a complete shift in their approach. Focus on building a local, permanent workforce.
Exactly. It was a big gamble, but they were ready to try something different. And the results, they were pretty incredible.
All right, I'm on the edge of my seat. What happened?
Doherty was able to successfully transition 100 positions from temporary to permanent roles.
100 positions. That's a huge win right there.
It is, and it gets even better. Since 2021, they've made 50 direct hires, and 30 of those were just this year alone.
Wow, that's impressive. Talk about a turnaround.
It's a testament to the power of a localized approach into recruitment, right?
Absolutely. It shows that when you have a deep understanding of the community, the needs of the employers, and the available talent pool, you can achieve some pretty amazing things.
And you know what really struck me? It wasn't just about filling positions, it was about building relationships. Doherty went above and beyond. They connected with local colleges, technical schools, even high school vocational programs.
Smart move. Tap into those local pipelines of talent.
And it wasn't just about finding warm bodies. They were finding skilled, qualified candidates who were invested in the community.
It's a win-win situation. The company gets a stable, skilled workforce, and the workers get the chance to build a career in their own community.
And remember all those cost savings we talked about, ditching those expensive contractors. Well, that wasn't just a theory. It translated into real, tangible benefits for the company.
It's proof that sometimes the best solutions are the ones that are right in front of you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And I love this quote from the company's HR director. They said, and I quote, "Doherty is great in responding to our ever-changing needs and providing good candidates."
That speaks volumes, doesn't it? It's about having a partner who understands your needs and can deliver.
It's about trust and responsiveness, which are crucial in any successful partnership.
Absolutely. So we've seen how this direct hire, community-focused approach worked wonders for this manufacturing company. But here's the question I want to leave our listeners with. Could this model be applied to other industries struggling with rural recruitment?
That's a great question. It makes you think, doesn't it? What about healthcare? Could a similar strategy help rural hospitals, for example, attract and retain nurses?
I think there's definitely potential there. Or think about the education sector. Rural schools often have a tough time finding qualified teachers. Could this model be adapted to address those needs?
And it's not just large organizations. Small businesses in rural areas often struggle to find skilled workers too. Could this approach be scaled down to meet their needs?
Exactly. There's so much potential here. So as you're listening to this, I encourage you to think about your own field, your own experiences. What are the unique challenges and opportunities when it comes to rural recruitment? And could this localized, relationship-driven approach be the missing piece of the puzzle?
It's something worth pondering, for sure. And maybe, just maybe, it could lead to some innovative solutions in your own corner of the world.
Innovation often starts with a simple question and a willingness to challenge the status quo. So get curious, get creative, and see where it leads you.
And who knows, maybe you'll be the one sharing your success story on our next deep dive.
Now that would be a story worth telling.